You are listening to KMRS, and it is time now for the KMRS Community Connection. I'm your host, Marshall Hoffman, and with us to talk about some upcoming events, we have the director of the Morse Area Chamber of Commerce, Sarah Lundquist. How are you, Sarah?
Good morning. I am well. First off, I want to thank everyone for coming to the Parade of Lights.
A successful one, I may say. Quite the turnout.
Great turnout. The blocks were packed with people. We had 34 units, which is the most I've seen in the 4 years I've done the parade. The weather was near perfect for a late November night.
Breaking tradition.
Yes, and that's going nice to be what it is nice now one. From now on.
Oh.
We're going to put that out there in the universe.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, it was great. So it was kind of the kickoff of the holiday season, and now we have a lot more going on. So
next holiday, we have another event coming.
Yeah. Another event, the holiday stroll, and that is, the Chamber puts that on, and that is on December 6th this year. So it is the first full weekend after Thanksgiving weekend. So it is the holiday stroll. There is a lot going on. That day, there's a lot of other things going on in town that I may not exactly know of, but look around, listen around, and you're going to see lots going on in that town. First thing I have going on that day is the Holiday Stroll retail event, and there are 9 different retailers that are participating. Second Chance, Inherit, Pants, Local Thread Co., Town and Country, John's Total Entertainment, The Homestead, Be Inspired, and Sweet Lilies. They all have some great deals going on, especially if you're looking for yourself or maybe you're thinking I should do some Christmas shopping. And all of those places, you'll have a chance to fill out a slip. You can win Chamber cash, but also win a large Christmas gift that is filled with items from all of those 9 different retailers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun things going on at the retailers that day on December 6th.
Do you have to purchase something to enter into the...
By Minnesota law, no, you don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, a legal thing. Okay.
There is a legal part to that. Okay. Do our retailers want you to come in and peruse and purchase something? Most definitely. And most people do. But no, they can't stop you from doing that. And all of them go into the one same pot. So... if you want to try to shop more to get more chances in, that's great, but it's not drawn from each individual one. I'll put them all together. And for the Hudson or for the Moonlight Madness, we had a few hundred slips. So people like to fill those out and have that chance to win.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, also going on at that same day, down at the Hudson Inn, we are pairing with them to do Christmas with Santa. So Santa will be there from 10:30 to 1. Bring your phone, camera, whatever you're going to do. Get the kids there and get those pictures with Santa if you would like.
That's pretty good because Santa, that guy has a busy, busy schedule.
He does. Year, so. He does. And I got him last night for the parade. And
yes.
So, yes, I got an in with Santa. So Santa will be there. There's going to be some treats there. There's going to be a hot chocolate bar. This year, they are selling pizza by the slice. So go down and have a little lunch. You can have your kids go and do some open swim, which raising kids in this climate, any way to get them some activity and not run around your house is a great idea.
Well, that's nice. That's how they're opening the pool up.
They're opening the pool up. And then also our fire department will be there with free fire truck rides going back and forth. Also... So lots going on, and again, that is 10 to 1. Santa will be there from 10:30 to 1. Free for fire truck rides, free for swimming, free to get a photo with Santa, some free hot chocolate, maybe come down and buy some baked goods, some Christmas cookies, whatever, maybe get some pizza for lunch. Do all those types of things. Do your shopping in the morning, and then at noon, the Chamber is sponsoring the Polar Express at the Morris Theater. So another fun family activity, all ages can enjoy it, and it's absolutely free. So lots going on.
Animated classic.
Yes. It is a good way to jumpstart the holiday season.
That was at noon, you said?
That's at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is at noon. So, lots going on. I know the museum is having their open house that day. The PRCA, I believe, is doing something on that day. I think the Legion is having something on that day. I don't have all the specifics for those. So just keep your ears and eyes open. And there, you come into Morris that day, there's going to be plenty to occupy your day.
There's something going on.
There's something going on
almost everywhere. 6th. Yes.
Almost everywhere.
Yeah.
So, and you probably even know more of them. I don't. I'll just see them start popping up, which is great. It can fill someone's full day. So especially if you're coming from out of town, there's something there to do.
Are you keeping a running track of this on the Chamber's website?
This is on the Chamber's website. Check out Friday Facts. That's a very good way. I know the museum will have their open house. I think they're going to have some live music and some other things added. That will be on there. So, yes, once I get to know what everything is and things like that, that will all be shared and out there. And
yeah, Friday
people
Facts.
People can just go from one to the other. If you haven't signed up for Friday Facts, it is a free email you get every Friday. I never ask for money, never ask for you to sell or buy anything on it. All you have to do is go on our website. They'll pop right up. If you want to sign up for it, put your email in, and you'll know what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of the posters that hang around town are right there for you, all in one,
right there,
all
and
in
you
one
can
place.
Click on one of those, and it'll take you right to their website that can tell you more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add about Holiday Stroll or anything else coming after that?
Holiday Stroll, and then looking ahead to January, our annual meeting is January 28th, and that's always a fun night. So that registration will be open soon for that, but let's get through one thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's Holiday Stroll, December 6th, all over town here in Morris. So check it out. Thanks so much for being with us on Community Connections. Sarah Lundquist of the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, guys.